Okay. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. It's the March 24th, 2026 Board of Trustees meeting. We have a quorum, myself, Mr. Lasker, Mr. Greenwald. So let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have this meeting today because yesterday we had some issues with getting a quorum. So we do not have anybody for open comment period. For the Cultural Center report.
I'll make a motion for Cultural Center, Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Please do.
For to approve a total of $950, $800 for musicians, and $150 for refreshments for the spring concert on May 23rd, 2026. Do I have a second?
Second.
By Mr. Greenwald. All any questions?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Passes 3-2 absent. Let's do approval of minutes from Village Board's meeting of February 23rd, 2026. Joel, you were there. I believe you want to make the motion? Okay. So we'll move. We'll get back.
We'll leave it for next meeting. It's fine.
Approval of treasury reports.
Okay, I will do the approval of treasury report. I trustee Joe Grew approved the resolution at the payment of general funds claims total $106,941.06 set forth on page 5 in the monthly abstract listing. Dated February 19th through March 19th, 2026, I submit that hereby approved subject to individual others by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of February 20, 2026 and March 6, 2026 are set forth in the payroll in the amounts $11,061.91 and $12,426.67 respectfully are hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual others by the Board of Trustees. Can I have a second?
Second by Mr. Lasker.
Second.
Any questions? Any questions, anybody? Nope. So hearing none, all in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Two absent. Okay. For new business, we have several things we need to take care of. Annual, our regular fund, and two things which we love to do. One is the MS4 report. We've got our from Martin Spence. This is basically has to do with drainage and storm. He is obligated by law to issue this report, which he does diligently.
We're going to need to put it as MS4 public comments.
Yeah, we'll need a public hearing for this.
No, not a public hearing. Brian said we don't need a public hearing. Just give an opportunity for public to comment. So I would suggest to put it on our next agenda, which we're going to have a special meeting for. Which we'll just maybe put it at the end of the move this for later. The MS4, let's move for the last topic.
Okay. For Moshe, any updates concerning the Great Fondue New York bike race?
They need our approval, Elon.
I understand. So Moshe was in touch with them. So
I was in touch with them, and I was supposed to bring it up in this meeting. Do you guys have all the information in front of you? I'll print it out.
So they gave us the insurance, Elon. I checked it. I looked at it.
I saw. So basically, I mean, in previous years, I don't even think we did a motion on this. We just made sure that the insurance was up to date and they updated about the route. We do, however. Remember. So this will be before we do any work on the roads. Question is, do we want to maybe send an email to, our trusted supervisor, just to tell him, send his guys to fix potholes people don't fall.
I'm going to tell Martin to review that road, even though it costs a few dollars. I'm going to ask, actually, we're going to call,
let's call
if, no, you, if Moshe, if you can cut, no, you don't need Martin for that. If you can get in touch with Fred Brin, his office, and tell him that we approved the GFNY, which is also going through Ramapo. And they're going through Pomona. They're Ramapo. If they can have someone from there, due to a lot of potholes that got created in the whole Rockland, if they can have somebody before this grand Fondo event.
What date is this for?
It's May 14th? In May. It's in May somewhere, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's still time.
So yeah, I know, but we want to just be on top of it.
So if you can craft a professional email to Mr. Brin, tell him, like in previous years, this is the route, like in previous years, if you can please send his guys to review.
Yes, perfect.
To review for potholes because of, you know, just the scope of the amount of people participating.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a plan for
We have insurance.
Understood, but, you know, just, you know, better safe than sorry, right? We'll do our due diligence.
Yeah. Okay, Mayor.
Yes.
Last year, we did make a motion, I just checked.
Okay.
As per Brian's advice.
Okay.
If you don't mind,
so please,
I can make the same motion.
Please do.
But if you're okay.
If it was done last year.
Yes, it was done last year.
If there's anything we are, is traditional, right?
But, what is the date of the Grand Fondo?
May 14th, right?
Huh? What is the standard date on the... And the request.
Moshe, what is the date is there?
Here,
is the race?
I don't remember offhand.
Elon, it's here. They're doing it on
the 17th.
Where? May 17th. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna read the motion if you don't mind, Mayor. Made a motion to approve the Grand Fondo New York bicycle ride going through the village on May 17, 2026. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. Just a comment, they provided us the insurance, and so that we should be covered if something happens. And we just have to be, we're going to get probably information from the police chiefs before the event. And I know that it's a very encouraging thing to have people go on bicycles, even though some people get annoyed for the few minutes that the roads are closed. Okay. But we are very lucky to have the Grand Fondo go through our village, so we are very happy to continue, as the mayor said, the tradition.
Yes.
We'll go for a vote. Aye.
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 Motion carried 3-0-2. Thank you.
Okay. There's nothing for old business. There's nothing for building and maintenance. Anything for trustee period, Joel?
Motion?
Yeah.
New business.
Yeah. Understood. Anything from Mendy? Anything for a trustee period?
Trustee period, was there something that I needed? One second, I'm trying to recall. If you don't mind,
the potholes.
The potholes, yeah, the potholes is the potholes. The whole town is in potholes. Yes. I don't know. I think they're all in shambles, but yeah, let's not get too. Yeah.
The
good news is that they started again working on Burgess Meredith this past Wednesday or Thursday. Martin had he had a meeting beginning of end of last week. They started again working. I really hope that in June, July, we can have a final ribbon cutting event.
And, we can thank some of our representatives.
Thank you, Mayor. Next.
Thank you, Mayor.
We can thank
some
of our representatives for the
Mayor.
Work. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's. I'll make a. I need to make a motion. We need to set a public hearing for the budget. So I'll make the resolution directing public hearing on the 2026-2027 tentative village budget, whereas a tentative budget for the village has been prepared for the 2026-2027 fiscal year, and whereas pursuant to New York State Village Law Section 5-508, a public hearing is required to be held thereon. Now, therefore, be it further resolved that, number one, all above whereas clauses are incorporated herein, as set forth in full. Section 2, the village board will hold a public hearing at 7:30 p.m. or soon thereafter, as can be heard on April 13th, 2026, at the village meeting at the village hall meeting room, 100 Leidertown Road, Pomona, New York, on the tentative village budget for the 2026-2027 fiscal year. The village clerk shall give due notice of this public hearing in accordance with the village code and the laws of the city of New York, and that such notice shall include a statement of the compensation to be paid to each member of the board of trustees and state that a copy of the tentative budget shall be available at the office of the village clerk, where it may be inspected by any interested person during office hours. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately.
Second.
Second by Mr. Lasker. Any questions? Hearing none. Aye for me, Mr. Lasker.
Aye.
Mr. Greenwald also ayes. So it passes 3-2 abstentions as required by New York State law. Mr. Orange, there needs to be a copy or a few copies available for inspection. Copying, you can give
it. It's
going
to be available also on the website.
Oh, it's on the website.
And this has to go to the newspaper for a regular. We have paid.
Do we have to pay for that?
Yes, we
have to pay for that.
Yes. Yes. So please, tomorrow.
Do they have to send me also an affidavit?
No.
No. Yeah. So, but yeah, and just again, if anybody calls, just tell them the file is on the website under the document section.
People usually call for this?
I'm sorry?
People usually call.
In the past, people asked.
Some people wake up suddenly out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Not in the past 2 years, but before that, people used to ask to see to look at it.
Sure.
I believe so, Joel. If you have any comments, please review. Let me know. And Mark, I know Mark is reviewing the. I have some comments. I didn't hear anything from Ranan yet. Mindy, did you hear anything from Ranan? Did you hear
about
the budget?
Not yet.
Okay. So if there's anything, please do. And that's it.
We'll talk about it. You can reach out also, Mayor, to the trustees.
I did, and Mark.
Okay, send another WhatsApp follow up or.
Yeah. Mark, yeah, Mark said he's working on it. He'll have some comments for us. I believe. Okay, so for office period, anything, Marcia? Nothing. Okay, I heard nothing concerning legal items. Is there anything anybody wants to discuss in executive session?
No.
If therefore, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Just for the record, we have a special meeting on April 13th for the budget. The reason we have this special meeting is because it has to be before
April 15th.
20th. For April 20th, we have to have a public hearing. We don't have to vote on it, so we can still make changes. April 13th, the money after Pesach.
So we're gonna
but it's
have
a public hearing. We may not even vote on it. If all the board members are not here, we can vote on the budget at the end of the month, which is on April 28th, I think, April 27th. But it's going to be a special hearing because it has to be, right? It has to be before April 20th.
But the regular meeting is still going to be?
It's still going to be the last Monday of the month.
Got it.
So just for the record. Mayor, you want to do the motion again?
We adjourn, again, we don't need to, so we do not need to set a public hearing for MS4. So, I don't think we require any resolution.
No, just we need to put it on the record and on the agenda and we're going to put it on the website available for people to see. That's it.
Okay, so just, Moshe, if you can make a mental note for the next meeting, MS4, a public discussion. Report public discussion, okay? Not public hearing, public discussion. Fine, okay?
Is that on the next meeting?
Yeah,
that would be in the
next.
Yes.
On the 13th.
On the 13th, yeah, special meeting. Okay. Motion to adjourn, Mr. Lasker, seconded by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. We are done. It is 8 o'clock.
Thank you. What is this?